The beauty of it just brought tears to my eyes. When you see it without borders, see it without any differences in race or religion, when you see it from that angle, you cannot think of your home or your country. All you can see is one earth. Anousheh Ansari, an Iranian-American space tourist. E. The Great Divide. Imagine a time when there were enough fish in the sea and animals in the forests to feed everyone on the blue planet. The world used to be like that. Over the centuries, this balance has changed. Now we have a great divide between the rich and the poor worlds. In our part of the world, all teenagers go to school. They learn to read and write in their own language and in English or other foreign languages too. They learn about the world we live in and about our history. After that, they can continue studying at a college or university, or they can find a job which is interesting and fulfilling. Very few people in the rich world need to go to bed hungry at night. We have clothing, housing, and a warm bed. Most families have at least one car. In nearly every home, there is a washing machine, a dishwasher, and other domestic appliances. Most people have televisions, computers, and mobiles, and go on holiday too. If we fall ill, we are taken care of by a modern and efficient healthcare system. In other words, most of us live comfortable lives. In poor countries, life is a struggle for the vast majority. Poverty forces both children and teenagers out to work. Education is a luxury millions cannot afford. Whole families often share one room in a simple hut or a shed, with no electricity or running water. Child mortality rates are high and life expectancy is low. Wars are much more common than in developed countries too. Life here is far from secure. The tables below show life expectancy and child mortality in some developed and developing countries. The infant mortality rate is the total number of infants who die before the age of 1 year per 1,000 live births in a given year. Life expectancy is much lower and child mortality is dramatically higher in developing countries. In developed countries, the literacy rate is close to 100%. The table below shows what it is in developed and developing countries. Food and hunger. In the rich world, we take food for granted. We have 3 or 4 good meals a day, and maybe some snacks as well. Hunger is not the problem. The problem in many developed countries is that people eat more than they need. Many people in poor countries are constantly hungry, however. When you are undernourished, you are more likely to get infections and diseases. Not having access to clean water is also a serious problem. In fact, 1/3 of all deaths in the developing world are a result of contaminated water. About 1 billion people in developing countries are undernourished. Even when people have enough food, many become malnourished. This is because the food does not contain enough vitamins and minerals. Have you seen pictures on TV of small children dying of hunger? The international media cover catastrophes and famine caused by war or natural disasters. When the immediate crisis is over, the journalists return home and the rich world forgets about the poor and hungry. But the problems have not disappeared. One child dies of hunger every 5 seconds, every day, 365 days a year. The United Nations. The United Nations is an organization which works for global peace and prosperity. Altogether, 193 countries belong to the UN. The UN provides food, shelter, and medicine when there are humanitarian disasters. The UN also tries to solve global problems such as AIDS. UN peacekeeping forces are sent into areas where there are armed conflicts. A number of independent organizations work with the UN. FAO, Food and Agriculture Organization of the UN. IAEA, International Atomic Energy Agency. IMF, International Monetary Fund. UNESCO, UN Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization. WHO, World Health Organization.